ovo je prvi put u Bibliji da Isus svojevoljno htio negdje ići.
All other situations.
U svim drugim situacijama.
People come to Jesus.
Ljudi su došli Isusu.
Please come.
Molim Isusa, molim te Isuse dođi.
But this is first time.
Ali ovo je prvi put.
Jesus volunteered.
Kada Isus svojevoljno htio doći.
Why?
Zašto?
Because Jesus know he, this man servant of centurion is very lonely.
Zato što je znao da ovaj sluga ovog rimskog službenika je usamljen.
He wanted to show him he loves him.
Htio mu pokazati da ga voli.
And centurion servants found out someone who wants to come see him.
I tada je ovaj sluga pronašao da postoji netko ko želi doći vidjeti ga.
And servant says, where is he?
I tada je sluga rekao, gdje je on?
I want to see him.
Želim ga vidjeti.
Let's go.
Idemo.
So they both of them begin to run.
Obojica su počeli trčati.
And Jesus was walking away with the 12 disciples.
A Isus je sa svojih 12 učenika već odlazio.
But Jesus knew.
Ali Isus znao.
They are running toward him.
Da oni trče za njim.
And when they become pretty close.
Jednoga dana su se približili.
Centurion called Jesus.
I tada je ovaj službenik pozvao Isusa.
Jesus of Nazareth.
Isuse iz Nazareta.
Jesus knew who they were.
I Isus je znao tko su oni.
He stopped.
On je stao.
He turned around.
Okrenuo se.
They are coming.
A oni su dolazili.
Jesus was very happy.
Isus je bio jako sretan.
When they came.
Kada su došli.
Centurion knelt down before Jesus.
Službenik je kleknuo pred Isusa.
And said thank you.
I rekao hvala ti.
For healing my servant.
Hvala ti što si izliječio mog slugu.
And the servant looked at Jesus.
I sluga je pogledao u Isusa.
He has never seen him before.
Nikada ga prije nije vidio.
But he looked like someone he knew.
Ali je pogledao u njega kao u nekoga koga je znao.
He could see the light.
Vidio je svjetlo.
The love.
Ljubav.
His heart was warmed up.
Njegovo srce je bilo zagrijano.
Without knowing he knelt down.
I čak nije ni primijetio da je kleknuo.
And Jesus looked at the servant.
I tada Isus pogledao na slugu.
And he called his name.
I tada ga pozvao po imenu.
Sangli.
A to je bio Sangli.
You suffered.
Ti si puno trpio.
Are you happy now?
Da li si sada sretan?
And Sangli says, yes.
I Sangli je rekao, da, jesam.
I know you're son of God.
Znam da si ti sin Boži.
Thank you for healing.
Hvala ti za izlječenje.
Why Jesus healed someone who never even knew him?
Zašto Isus izliječio nekoga koga uopće nije poznavao?
Jesus needed the servant to know him.
Isus je trebao ovog slugu i trebao da ga on zna.
That's why don't feel bad.
I zato nemojte se osjećati loše.
Even though you don't have any faith.
Čak ako i nemate uopće vjere.
If you're willing to know him.
Ako ste voljni njega znati.
His healing power comes to you.
Njegova sila izlječenja će doći na vas.
Because he loves you.
Zato što vas on voli.
See? So you don't need any technique to receive the power of God.
I tako vi ne trebate nikakvu tehniku da biste primili silu Božju.
Don't worry, scientists will never find a way.
Nemojte se uopće brinuti, znanstvenici nikada neće naći način da ulove Božju energiju.
Anybody.
Nitko to neće moći.
Anybody who knows that God is love.
Ali svatko ko zna da je Bog ljubav
will receive the power of God.
Primit će energiju ili silu Božju.
There's many, many powers in this universe.
Postoje puno sila u ovom svemiru.
But only power.
Ali jedina sila
is love.
Je sila ljubavi.
Coming from word of God.
Koja dolazi iz riječi Božje.
Other powers are dangerous powers.
Sve druge sile su opasne sile.
Okay. And there's another question.
Postoji još jedno pitanje.
Regarding many different diseases.
U svezi sa različitim bolestima.
I'm sorry to say.
Žao mi je reći.
About three people asked about high blood pressure problem.
Tri osobe su pitale o visokom krvnom tlaku.
But it requires 2 hours of lecture.
Ali treba nam najmanje 2 sata predavanja.
But I want you to know.
Ali vam želim vam reći,
doing new start will definitely heal the blood pressure problem.
Ako počnete novi početak, prema onome što vam do sada rekao, vaš krvni pritisak će biti riješen.
I wish I have enough time to explain why new start can definitely heal the high blood pressure.
Volio bih da imam dovoljno vremena da vam mogu objasniti zašto ovaj novi početak, stil života kroz novi početak će izliječiti vaš ovaj problem.
But there's so many people ask about different diseases.
Ali jako puno ljudi je pitalo o raznim bolestima.
Such as type 1 diabetes.
O dijabetesu.
A juvenile diabetes. Okay.
I to dijabetes u ove vrste što je rekao juve. Juvenil. Mladenački dijabetes, ja.
And muscular dystrophy.
I onda distrofija mišića.
Yeah, multiple sclerosis.
Multiple sclerosa.
Systemic lupus erythematosus.
Lupus.
Yeah. And rheumatoid arthritis.
I reumatski artritis.
There are many diseases.
Postoje razne bolesti.
Like a kidney diseases.
Kao bolesti bubrega.
Sometimes you lose hair.
Ponekad gubite kosu.
Doctors call alopecia.
A to doktori zove alopecia.
Alopecia areata.
Alopecia areata.
And there's Parkinson's disease.
I Parkinson's bolest.
Yeah. And now scientists think even Alzheimer's disease.
Hvala lijepo.
Are related diseases.
To su bolesti koje imaju zajedničko nešto.
So many people asked about these kind of diseases.
I mnogi su pitali o ovim vrstama bolesti.
So let me explain about this disease.
Da vam objasnim malo o ovoj bolesti.
So it requires about 2 hours lecture actually.
To isto zahtjeva 2 sata predavanja.
All these diseases we call thyroid diseases. The woman has many thyroid diseases. Yeah.
Također. Yeah. I
tiroid.
Bolesti štitnjače.
Yeah. Tiroid.
Štitnjača.
And these kind of diseases we doctors call them autoimmune diseases.
Ove bolesti liječnici nazivaju autoimune bolesti.
Autoimune
bolesti.
Autoimmune disease. Yeah. What does autoimmune disease mean?
Što ove autoimune bolesti znači?
Autoimmune disease means your own immune system is attacking your own organs.
To znači da vaš imuni sistem, imunološki sistem napada vaše organe.
So the most important immune system is your T cells.
Vaš najvažniji imuni sistem je vaša T stanica.
Yeah. Your T cell is designed and programmed to protect you.
Vaša T stanica je tako dizajnirana i sačinjena da vas zaštiti.
By attacking the enemy.
Na taj način što će ona napadati neprijatelje koji dolaze u vas.
But when you have autoimmune diseases,
ali kada imate ovu bolest,
there's a gene problem happens in the T cell.
Dogodio se problem sa genom u ovoj T stanici.
Your gene receives wrong message.
A taj gen prima pogrešnu poruku.
Now, instead of protecting you,
umjesto da vas štiti,
it is your own T cell is attacking you.
Ta vaša T stanica napada vas.
Question is why?
Pitanje zašto?
Scientists still cannot offer you a answer.
Znanstvenicima još uvijek ne mogu dati odgovor zašto.
But let me explain my explanation.
Da vam dam svoje objašnjenje.
Because according to my research,
prema istraživanju koje sam ja radio,
T cell is very sensitive.
Ova T stanica je jako osjetljiva.
T cell is very sensitive to your emotion.
Jako je osjetljiva prema vašim emocijama.
See, if you're happy,
ako ste sretni,
endorphin comes.
Endorfin dolazi.
T cell becomes stronger.
I ova T stanica postaje jača.
If you're angry,
ako ste ljuti,
you have too much cortisone hormone.
Imate previše kortizona,
hormona. Too much adrenaline hormone.
Imate previše adrenalinskog hormona.
And the T cell become weaker.
I te stanica postaje slabijom.
T cells are very sensitive to your emotional condition.
Znači ove te stanice su jako osjetljive prema vašem emocionalnom stanju.
Now.
A sada?
I told you and you now know that our genes are responding to the meaning.
Rekao sam vam, a vi već znate, da naši geni odgovare, odnosno pokreću se na smisao.
It can be this way.
A to može biti ovako.
If you have a dog,
ako imate psa,
because I have to finish up.
Moram završiti sa ovom vodom.
So I can make a better sound.
Radi toga što će biti onda bolje zvuk.
You have a dog.
Imate psa.
You ring the bell.
I vi zazvonite zvono.
And you give a love to the dog.
I zatim vi dragate psa.
And dog will produce endorphin, right?
A u psu će se proizvesti endorfin.
And his teeth will be stronger.
I njegova te stanica će biti jača.
So you've done this for one week.
I to činite psu tjedan dana.
Next day.
Sljedećeg dana vi zazvonite zvono.
What's going to happen to his teeth?
Što će se dogoditi sa te stanicom kod psa?
Stronger, right?
Ona će biti jača.
Next day.
Sljedećeg dana.
But you don't love him anymore.
Ali vi njega više ne volite. Ne dragate.
First day. Dog produces lots of endorphins.
Prvoga dana puno endorfina.
Second day.
Sljedećeg dana.
Less endorphins.
Manje endorfina.
Third day.
Trećeg dana.
Much less endorphins.
Još manje endorfina.
Fourth day.
Četvrtog dana.
No endorphins.
Nema endorfina.
See? Your T cell can be also trained this way.
Vaša T stanica isto tako može biti naviknuta na ovo.
Just by this symbolic sound.
Kroz simbolički zvuk.
You don't even give love.
Čak ne dragate psa.
Dog still produce endorphin.
Pas još uvijek proizvodi endorfin.
And teeth become stronger.
I te stanica postaje jačom.
Okay.
U redu.
Now.
A sada?
Scientists did a very interesting study.
Znanstvenici su učinili jako zanimljivo istraživanje.
There's a chemical called cyclosporin. Cyclosporin.
Postoji kemija ciklosporin.
Yeah, ciklosporin. And this is extract of the fungus.
A to je ekstrakt fungusa. Čega? Gljiva. Yeah.
And this cyclosporin kills T cells.
I ta substanca ona ubija ove T stanice.
So I have a dog.
Tako da ja imam psa.
I ring the bell.
Zazvonim zvono.
Then, right next minute.
I sljedećeg trenutka.
I give injection of cyclosporin to the dog.
Dam injekciju ciklosporina o psu.
And the dog's teeth dies.
I tada umiru njegove te stanice.
So every day I did it for one week.
I svakoga dana, znači 7 dana to sam činio. Zvuk, injekcija.
After one week.
Nakon tjedan dana.
I'm sorry, but you have to be dog for a while.
Žao mi, ali moraš biti pas za trenutak.
This dog's teeth are 90% died.
90% stanica, te stanica u ovom psu su nestale, uginule.
So we stopped experiment.
I počeli smo eksperiment.
We gave now love.
I tada smo počeli dragati psa.
And you start good healthy food.
I počeli smo davati dobru hranu.
After one week.
Poslije tjedan dana.
Dog reproduced all these new T cells.
Pas ponovo proizvodi nove te stanice.
And become healthy.
I postaje zdrav.
So now this dog has 100% new T cells.
I ovaj pas ima sada 100% onih te stanice.
Then one day I got this dog here again.
I jednog dana ovog psa opet imam kod sebe. I dam zvuk.
Do you know what happened to this dog?
Znate što se događa ovom psu?
No. That's the first story. That story is gone. T-cell dies.
Te stanice počinju ugibati.
Yeah, T-cell dies without the cyclosporin.
Čak one ugibaju bez ove injekcije.
Surprise. Wow.
Iznenađujuće.
T cell is very sensitive.
Te stanice su jako osjetljive.
But my point is this.
Ali moja poanta je u ovome.
Does dog knows what is T cell?
Da li pas zna što je te stanica?
Does dog knows what is cyclosporin does?
Da li pas zna šta cyclosporin čini?
Dog does not know.
Pas to ne zna.
It happens. This kind of reaction happens.
To se događa, takva reakcija se dogodi u organizmu.
Totally at subconscious level.
I to je u potpunosti u podsvijesti, bez prave svijesti.
And I think this mechanism is happening among the patients.
I ja mislim da se upravo to događa među pacijentima.
So now tell me.
A sada mi recite.
Why people's T cell changes its genes?
Zašto te stanica mijenja svoje gene?
Now attacking their nerve cells.
Tako da ona napada živčane stanice.
And this T cell is attacking their muscle cells.
I ova T stanica napada stanice ove
causing muscular dystrophy.
Mišićne stanice izaziva ovu distrofiju mišića.
Why this T cell is attacking the joint tissue?
Zašto ova T stanica napada ovo vezivno tkivo?
Cause rheumatoid arthritis.
I to se naziva ovaj reumatizam.
Why this T cell is attacking blood vessels?
Zašto ova T stanica napada krvne stanice?
Causing lupus.
I izaziva lupus.
Why this T cell is attacking the insulin producing cells in the pancreas?
Zašto ova T stanica napada one stanice koje proizvode insulin u gušterač?
Why they attack themselves?
Zašto napadaju? Zašto napadaju same sebe?
See? Have any idea? No.
Imate li vi bilo kakvu ideju zašto se to događa?
Yeah, emotion. What kind of emotion?
Koja vrsta emocija?
What kind of negative?
Koja vrsta negativnih? Those which causes illness.
You know, according to my impression.
Prema onome što ja imam kao prema mom dojmu.
Usually people who has autoimmune disease.
Obično osobe koje imaju autoimuni bolest.
They're very nice people.
To su jako dobre osobe.
Gentle people.
To su nježne osobe.
It is, I think it is very rare.
Ja mislim da je veoma rijetko.
To find anybody who's aggressive.
Naći osobu koja je agresivna. Koja eksplodira non stop.
They don't get autoimmune disease.
One ne dobiju ovaj autoimuni sistem.
It's usually people who are very gentle.
To se obično događa osobama koje su nježne.
Quiet.
Koje su mirne.
Mostly introvert.
Obično to su introverti.
Of course there's exceptions.
Introverti. Yeah. A postoje također i neke iznimke. Yeah.
And the people, rather than blaming other people.
To su ljudi koji, oni rađe krive sebe umjesto druge.
These people have tendency blaming themselves.
One imaju, znači, tendenciju te osobe same sebe kriviti, a ne druge.
Feeling guilty.
I osjećaju se krivima.
And feel like they must be punished.
I nekako se osjećaju kao da trebaju biti kažnjene.
And feel like, oh, this life is too difficult.
I osjećaju, ovaj život je pretežak.
Because they get hurt so easily.
Jer tako lako su povrijedljive.
And since they get hurt so easily.
I pošto su tako lako povrijedljive.
They are trying so hard not to hurt other people.
Oni pokušavaju ne povrijediti druge ljude.
Oh, life is so difficult.
I život je tako težak.
What did she say?
I didn't hear.
And then you feel.
I onda vi osjećate.
You must be punished.
Morate biti kažnjeni.
Instead of attacking others.
Umjesto da napadnete druge.
Because you feel so much anger inside.
Vi osjećate ljutinu, srdžbu unutra.
Sometimes the hatred.
Ponekad mržnju.
But everybody else says you are a very nice person.
Ali svatko kaže to je divna osoba.
So you cannot really behave angrily.
I pošto drugi kažu vi ste divna osoba, vi ne možete se srdito ponašati.
You cannot really express it.
Ne smijete to izraziti.
Because everybody else says you are a nice person.
Zato što svi kažu ti si divna osoba.
Oh, she is like an angel.
Ona je kao anđel.
How angel can be mad?
A kako anđeli mogu biti
ljuti?
How angel
can hate?
Kako mogu anđeli mrziti?
But there's a hate and anger inside.
Ali postoji i srdžba i i mržnja unutra.
Then she finds.
I tada ta osoba pronađe
severe discrepancy.
A pronađe tu nedosljednost i to jednu jaku nedosljednost.
Such an angel.
Takav anđeo,
who look like angel from outside.
Koji izgleda kao anđeo izvana.
Inside is full of evil.
Unutra je pun zloće.
Then i ta, then this person feel.
Tada ta osoba se osjeća,
I deserve punishment.
Ja zaslužujem kažnjavanje.
There's many different kinds of situations.
A postoje razne situacije.
Well, there's not enough time, so I cannot really explain very good.
Nemam dovoljno vremena da bi vam dobro to mogao objasniti.
So in human relationships.
U odnosima ljudi.
You need to solve this relationship problem.
Morate rješavati međuljudske odnose.
See, you need to forgive a lot of people.
Morate oprostiti puno ljudi, morate im praštiti.
Well, I have a lecture on forgiveness itself.
Imam predavanje čak i na temu praštanja.
But next time I come to Croatia,
sljedeći put kad dođem u Hrvatsku,
I spend enough sufficient amount of time to explain these autoimmune diseases.
Imaću dovoljno vremena da objasnim ove autoimune
and how to forgive
bolest,
and so on.
Kako oprostiti i tako dalje.
But anyway, I covered.
Ali
see, when I talked about how I love my wife again.
I kada sam ja govorio kako sam ja volio svoju suprugu ponovo.
And I can really show you how brain cell works and so on, then I can really explain to
ja
you very good.
Ja vam mogu pokazati kako moždane stanice rade, pa bi vam onda to dobro objasnio.
So, you really need to solve this internal problem.
Vi stvarno trebate riješiti taj unutarnji problem.
You really make your T cell feel like living again.
Vi stvarno morate učiniti da se vaše te stanice osjećaju kao da žive ponovo.
When you finally forgive,
kada vi na kraju oprostite,
also you know,
također vi znate,
God loves you still.
Bog vas još uvijek voli.
Let me give you one example.
Da vam dam jedan primjer.
A woman married to a very old man.
Jedna žena se udala za jako starog čovjeka.
She's 50, husband is 70.
50. Ona je imala 50 godina, a muž je imao 70 godina.
She married him just for money.
I ona se udala za njega radi novac.
No love.
Ne iz ljubavi.
This man is very wealthy.
A taj čovjek je bio jako bogat.
And this man also knew this woman is marrying him for money.
I ovaj čovjek je znao da ova žena se za njega udaje radi novaca.
So he refused to register marriage.
I on je odbio da bude registriran, odnosno da se upiše ta njihov brak.
Yeah, they are not really married couple. They are simply living together.
I stvarno nisu oni bili u braku, nego su samo živjeli zajedno.
Now this man has a bad stroke.
A taj čovjek je dobio težak udar.
And this man prepared the will.
A taj čovjek je pripremio oporuku.
He has two sons.
Imao je dva sina.
He divided all his money and property among two sons.
I on je sve svoje imanje podijelio dvojici sinova.
But he had one about $500,000 worth of building.
On je također imao 500,000 vrijedne zgrade.
He made will that building to go to her.
I onda je on odlučio da ta zgrada pripadne njoj.
She was happy.
Ona je bila sretna.
Okay. And then the sons came back to her father.
I onda su sinovi došli ocu.
Sons are very mad.
I bili su jako ljuti.
Why you give this building to this woman?
Zašto ovu građevinu ti daješ ovoj ženi?
Father was shocked.
A otac je bio šokiran.
See, they are getting about $2 million each.
A svaki od njih je dobio po $2 million.
Wow, and they are already worthy.
I oni su već bili bogati.
With their own money.
S novcima koje su oni zaradili.
And father realized.
I otac je shvatio.
This son does not love him.
Da ovi sinovi njega uopće ne vole.
These two sons only love his money.
Ova dva sina su voljeli samo njegov novac.
He was so disappointed.
I on je bio tako razočaran.
He canceled that will.
On je prekinuo taj testament.
He wrote new will.
Napisao je novu oporuku.
All the money to go to her.
Svi novci idu ovoj ženi.
And she was very happy.
A ona je bila jako sretna.
But she's now in trouble.
Pardon?
But now she's now in trouble.
Ali sada se ona našla u problemu.
Why?
Zašto?
Because she's now worried.
Ona više se ne brine.
What if this old man changes his mind again?
Ona se brinula, što ako ovaj stari čovjek ponovo promijeni svoje mišljenje?
So whenever his son calls,
svaki put kada su sinovi pozvali,
she interrupts the phone call.
Ona je upala u razgovor.
Oh, your father's sleeping.
I onda je rekla, vaš otac spava.
And for her now,
i sada za nju,
he has to die so quick.
On je treba umriti što prije.
Before he changes mind.
Prije nego što promijeni svoj um, promijeni svoje mišljenje.
Then she thought about the putting poison in his food.
I tada počeo razmišljati da bilo dobro da stavi malo otrova u njegovu hranu.
And he felt so guilty.
I tada se počela osjećati jako krivom.
Then she found out that she's a bad woman.
I tada je pronašla da je ona strašna žena, loša žena.
Every morning when she opens the door of her husband's room.
Svakog jutra kada je otvorila vrata sobe svoga supruga.
She wished him to die.
Željela je da bude mrtav.
What a guilty feeling.
Kako osjećanje krivnje.
Now she developed the fear in driving.
A ponovo sada se kod nje razvio strah u vožnji.
Why?
Zašto?
Because she felt God is going to punish her.
Jer ona je mislila Bog će je kazniti za ono što ona osjeća.
Because she wishes him to die so bad.
Jer ona je tako željela da umre.
She couldn't drive.
Nije mogla više voziti.
And she couldn't sleep.
Nije mogla spavati.
She developed insomnia.
Razvila je bolest nesanice.
Now she developed high blood pressure problem.
A sada je imala i problema sa krvnim tlakom.
Now she developed arthritis.
Sada je imala artritis.
T-cell is now destroying her joint.
I sada te stanica je počela razarati njeno vezivno tkivo.
Because in her own mind,
jer u njenom umu,
I should be punished, I should be punished.
Ona je razmišljala, trebam biti kažnjena.
I'm very bad.
Ja sam jako loša osoba.
And she went to hospital.
Otišla je u bolnicu.
Medication.
Puno lijekova.
Doesn't work.
Koje joj nisu pomogli.
You know why it doesn't work, right?
Vi znate zašto lijekovi joj nisu pomogli.
Finally someone told her to come to Neustadt.
I na kraju krajeva netko je rekao da dođe na predavanje Novi početak.
And I heard this, I've seen this situation.
I ja sam od nje čuo ovu čudnu situaciju.
And you know what she said?
I znate što ona rekla?
Dr. Lee, I don't think I'll recover.
Dr. Lee, mislim da se neću oporaviti.
Why?
Zašto?
Because I am bad woman.
Zato što sam ja zla žena.
God is punishing me.
Bog mene kažnjava.
No matter what you do.
Nije važno što ćeš ti učiniti.
I'm not going to be healed.
Neću ja biti izlječena.
I said, we'll see.
Ja sam rekao, vidit ćemo.
The God you know,
Bog koga ti znaš,
God I know is different.
Boga koje ja znam je različit Bog.
Let me show you my God.
Dozvoli da ti pokažem moga Boga.
So I opened the Bible.
Tada sam otvorio Bibliju.
It was Matthew chapter 26.
Uzeo sam Matej 26. poglavlje.
And, you know, I feel strange that you don't open the Bible.
I malo se ja osjećam čudno kad vi ne otvarate Biblije.
I wish you develop new habit carrying Bible all the time.
Ja bih volio da vi razvijete jednu novu naviku da Bibliju nosite svugdje.
Even on Sabbath day.
Čak u subotu.
Okay. Don't be
Nemojte biti plašljivi otvarati Bibliju.
So I opened the Bible.
Tako ja sam otvorio Bibliju.
Matthew chapter 26.
I u Mateju 26. poglavlju.
There's a story about Jesus having a last supper with his disciples.
Postoji tamo izvještaj o Isusu koji je imao posljednju večeru zajedno sa svojim učenicima.
And Jesus says.
Isus je rekao.
One of you shall betray me tonight.
Jedan između vas će me izdati.
All the disciples were shocked.
I svi učenici su bili šokirani.
One by one.
Jedan po jedan.
Came to Jesus.
Dolazili su Isusu.
It's me.
Jesam li ja?
Jesus said, no.
Isus je rekao, nisi.
It's not you.
Nisi ti.
One by one.
Jedan po jedan.
All 11 came.
Svih 11 je došlo.
Only one left.
Još je ostao samo jedan.
Who was that?
Tko je bio taj?
Judas.
Juda.
If you were the Judas, what would you do now?
Da ste vi bili Juda, što bi vi uradili?
Because Jesus said all 11, no, you're not.
Jer Isus je onih 11.
Could you forgive me?
Možeš li mi oprostiti?
But Judas didn't do that.
Ali Juda to nije uradio.
Judas came to Jesus.
Juda je došao Isusu.
Is this me?
Jesam li to ja?
If I were Jesus,
da sam ja bio Isus,
you know what I could have done to Judas at that point of time?
Znate li vi šta bi ja mogao Judi tada uraditi?
How about you?
A šta bi vi uradili Judi?
I could slap him. Yes, it's you.
Ja bi mu šamar opalio, rekao da ti si taj.
Get out of here.
Van odavde.
But Jesus didn't do that.
Ali Isus to nije uradio.
Jesus says, yes, it's you.
Isus je rekao, da, to si ti, Juda.
You know what Jesus did right after that?
Znate li vi što je Isus nakon toga uradio?
He broke the bread.
Tada je prelomio kruh.
Broke the bread on the table.
Prelomio kruh za stolom.
Gave it to Judas.
Dao je Judi.
He said,
i rekao mu,
this is my body.
Ovo je tijelo moje.
Eat.
Jedi.
Wow. Then he poured wine.
Tada je sipao vino
into the cup.
U čašu.
He raised his cup.
Podigao je čašu.
And he said, "This is my blood."
I rekao, ovo je moja krv.
To forgive all sins.
Čaša u kojoj opraštam grijehe svima.
Forgiving all sins.
Opraštam sve grijehe.
Then Jesus said this.
Tada je Isus rekao ovo.
Drink from this cup.
Pijte iz ove čaše.
All of you.
Svi vi.
All of you.
Svi vi.
Svi vi. Why did Jesus say the svi vi?
Zašto je Isus rekao svi pijte, svi vi?
Jesus wanted to include. Include whom?
Isus je htio uključiti koga?
Judas too, yes.
Judu, da.
That's why he said all of you.
Zato on rekao pijte svi.
When I reached that point,
kada sam ja shvatio tu poantu.
This patient, the woman,
a ova žena,
he hold my hand, she hold my hand.
Ona je uhvatila moju ruku.
Oh, doctor Lee. Oh, doctor Lee.
I rekla, oh, doctor Lee.
Jesus wanted to forgive Judas too.
Isus je htio oprostiti Judi.
I said yes.
Rekao sam da.
Then Jesus can forgive me.
A tada rekla, pa Isus onda može oprostiti i meni.
I said, of course.
Rekao sam, pa svakako.
Are you worse than Judas?
Da li si ti gora od Jude?
And this woman says, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I ova žena rekla, hvala, hvala.
I like
hvala.
Your God.
Volim tvoga Boga.
My God was punishing me.
Moj Bog je mene kažnjavao do sada.
But now your God.
Ali tvoj Bog.
Forgive me.
Opraštam.
This bad woman.
Ovoj zloj ženi.
Who only wants money.
Koja želi samo novac.
Who wants her husband to die.
Koja želi da njen suprug umre.
Oh, your God, your Jesus is wonderful.
Tvoj Bog, tvoj Isus je prekrasan.
Thank you so much.
Hvala ti, hvala ti.
Then she became very happy.
Tada je postala jako sretna.
Then she says, God sent me here.
I tada je rekla, Bog me poslao ovdje.
To meet this Jesus.
Da se susretnem sa ovim Isusom.
Who even loved Judas.
Koji je volio čak i Judu.
Jesus, yes!
I onda je rekla, da!
You know the truth.
Ti znaš istinu.
Truth shall set you free.
Istina će te osloboditi.
See, truth is setting her free from the wrong God.
I istina je nju oslobađala od pogrešnog Boga.
And she is set free.
Jer je ona bila oslobođena.
She met the true God.
Ona je susrela
the
istinskog
God
Boga.
Of love.
Boga ljubavi.
But Jesus.
Isusa.
And she was so happy.
I ona je bila sva sretna.
She loved to eat healthy food.
I tada je zavoljala jesti
exercise.
Dobru hranu, vježbati.
And T cell.
I tada ove te stanice.
As no more bad messages.
Koje su imale ovu lošu poruku.
The new message came to T-cell.
Nova poruka je došla u te stanice.
Don't punish you.
I koja je rekla ne kažnjavaj je.
So her arthritis is healed.
I tada njen artritis bio izliječen.
She was so happy with this new God.
Ona je bila toliko sretna sa ovim novim Bogom.
You know, she came to me.
I ona je došla k meni.
This is Dr. Lee.
I rekla je, doktor Lee,
I thought money is the only thing which could make me happy.
Ja sam mislila da je novac jedina stvar na svijetu koja me mogla učiniti sretnom.
But now I am so happy.
Ali sada sam tako sretna.
Even without money.
I bez novaca.
So I don't need this $4 million.
Ne trebam više 4 miliona dolara.
So I said, go home and tell your husband.
A onda sam rekao, idi kući i reci to svom suprugu.
She went home.
Otišla kući.
Told the husband.
Rekla svom suprugu.
Give your money to your sons.
Daj ovaj novac svojim sinovima.
Husband was shocked.
I tada je muž bio iznenađen.
What happened to you?
Što ti se dogodilo?
You know what she said?
Znate što ona rekla?
I met Jesus in New Start program.
Ja sam susrela Isusa u novom početku, u programu novog početka.
You don't have to give me all the money.
Ne moraš mi dati sav novac.
But I'll help you.
A ja ću ti pomagati.
I love you.
Ja te volim.
For the past 20 years.
Posljednjih 25 godina.
You know I never loved you.
Znaš da te nisam nikada volio.
Now I know God loves me.
Ali sada ja znam da Bog mene voli.
So I can love you.
I ja tebe mogu voljeti.
This old man was crying.
Ovaj stari čovjek je plakao.
He was betrayed by his sons.
Njegovi sinovi su ga izdali.
He was betrayed by this woman.
Ova žena ga izdala.
But now this woman come back.
Ali sada ova žena se vratila.
Give him the love.
I da, poklonila mu je ljubav.
First woman.
Prva žena.
For the first time in his life.
Prvi put u njegovom životu.
He said thank you.
Prvi put je rekao hvala.
Thank you for loving me.
Hvala što me voliš.
You know that revived his genes.
To je obnovilo njegove gene.
And his brain cells regenerated.
I njegove stanice moždane su se regenerirale.
She said, Dr. Lee said you can be healed too.
I tada je ona rekla, Dr. Lee je rekao da i ti možeš ozdraviti.
Brain cells can regenerate too.
Moždane stanice se mogu regenerirati.
Surprise?
Da li je to iznenađenje?
Yeah, in medical school.
Mislim da na medicini.
We learned brain cells can never regenerate.
Mi smo naučili u medicini da moždane stanice se ne mogu regenerirati.
It's been taught that way for many, many years.
Tako je naučavano puno godina.
But finally last year.
Ali na kraju prošle godine
scientists begin to find evidence that brain cell also can regenerate.
Znanstveni su pronašli dokaze da se moždane stanice mogu regenerirati.
I've seen many patients that way.
Ja sam vidio jako puno pacijenata
takvih.
They're
paralyzed.
Čak one koji su bili paralizirani.
They can recover.
Mogu ponovo se izliječiti.
Yeah. Brain cell does not regenerate, it's simply fact.
Kad kažemo da se moždane stanice ne regeneriraju, to je jednostavno samo činjenica.
But with the energy, God, with God.
Ali sa božanskom energijom
they do.
One se regeneriraju.
I have all the slides, but I cannot show you.
Ja imam jako puno diapozitiva, next. Ali ih ne mogu sad pokazivati.
And this man begin to walk.
I taj čovjek, stari čovjek je počeo hodati.
You know, they become believers.
Oni su postali vjernici.
They decide to come to church.
Odlučili su čak ići u crkvu.
This is the new start.
To je novi početak.
Yes.
Da?
The new start does not simply heal the diseases.
Novi početak ne liječi samo bolesti.
New start heals the relationship.
Novi početak liječi odnos
between you and God.
Između tebe i Boga.
And then God heals your disease.
I tada Bog liječi tvoju bolest.
That's new start.
To je novi početak.
And many people ask me here.
I mnogi su me pitali.
What to eat?
Što jesti?
See, I didn't tell you anything how to eat, what to eat.
Nisam uopće govorio o tome šta jesti, kako jesti.
Okay, basically you eat vegan diet.
U osnovi jedete vegansku dijetu.
But don't,
vegansku hranu.
Don't listen to me as a legalistic way.
Ali nemojte me čuti, odnosno slušati kao nekakvog legalistu.
It's too bad that you know that the people said if you eat, if you touch a little meat and put it in your mouth, it's a sin.
Jako je loše kada ljudi kažu ako uzmete malo mesa pa stavite u svoj usta, to bi bio grijeh.
Don't think that way.
Nemojte razmišljati tako.
See, God created giraffe as a vegan, right?
Bog je stvorio žirafu kao vegana.
And you see, God is making giraffe eat the bone.
Ali u određenoj situaciji Bog učini da žirafa jede kosti.
Because giraffe need calcium.
Zato što je žirafa u tom slučaju trebala kalcij.
Then you develop very interesting new appetite.
I ako trebate nešto, onda razvijete interesantan apetit.
It is God is leading giraffe to the bone.
Bog je vodio žirafu do kostiju.
I guess giraffe is confused.
Ja mislim da je žirafa bila zbunjena.
He never had a bone for entire his life for 17 years.
Što je u toku 17 godina koliko je živjela nikada nije jela kost.
For the first time in 17 years.
Prvi put u 17 godina.
He felt like eating bone today.
Osjetila je da bi jela kosti jutros.
Am I crazy?
Jesam ja luda?
But giraffe eat the bone anyway.
Ali ta žirafa je jela kosti.
Okay. And the giraffe's calcium is supplemented.
Zato što je bilo potrebno da se nadomjesti kalci kod žirafa.
When giraffe has enough calcium,
i ona sada ima dosta kalcija,
then his appetite for the bone disappears.
I tada njen apetit za kosti nestaje.
The new start eating does not mean veganism.
No, prehrana novog početka ne znači veganizam.
Not the legal veganism.
Nelegalistički veganizam.
Can you imagine?
Da li možete zamisliti?
When God knows giraffe need the bone.
Kada Bog zna da žirafa treba kosti.
And giraffe look at the God.
I onda žirafa pogleda u Boga.
Don't you know I am a vegan?
Onda ona kaže Bogu, Bože, zar ti ne znaš da sam ja vegan?
It's a sin to eat the bone.
Znaš li da je grijeh jesti kosti?
See, it's not the vegan or not vegan.
Nije pitanje u tome biti vegan ili ne biti vegan.
The important thing is,
važna stvar je ova.
What kind of relationship you have with God?
Koji odnos imaš s Bogom?
So, but in general, nutritionally speaking,
ali u osnovi kada govorimo kao nutricionisti,
vegan diet is sufficient.
A veganska prehrana je dovoljna.
Very healthy.
Jako zdrava.
Don't worry about protein intake.
Nemojte brinuti o unosu bjelančevina u vaš organizam.
And many people ask me about vitamin B12.
I mnogi me pitao o vitaminu B12.
Okay. Of course, there's no B12 vitamin available from vegetables.
Sigurno nema B12 vitamina koji se može dobiti kroz bilje.
Does it mean the vegan will never have vitamin B12?
Da li vi mislite da vegan nikada ne uzme, nema taj vitamin?
Then how vegan animals have vitamin B12?
A kako onda veganske životinje imaju vitamin B12?
Yeah. The B12 vitamin is produced by the bacteria.
B12 vitamin proizvode bakterije.
So when the cows eat these grasses and weeds,
kada krava jede to trnje i travu,
lots of bacteria.
Ima tu jako puno bakterija.
And also in the mouth cavity.
Isto tako u tu u usnoj šupljini.
Even in the colon.
Čak i u debelom crijevu.
Well, people talk about intrinsic factors, extrinsic factors, etc.
Ljudi govore o unutarnjim vanjskim faktorima.
But scientists found out.
Ali znanstvenici su pronašli.
B12 produced by the bacteria in the oral cavity is good enough.
Bakterije koje proizvode B12 u vašoj usnoj šupljini su dovoljne.
But
ali
if you go through the severe stressful situation,
ali ako idete u tešku stresnu situaciju,
your requirement, your need for the B12 will sharply increase.
Vaša potreba za vitaminom B12 će se povećati.
Because B12 is a very important ingredient of the DNA.
Zato što B12 je jako važan sastojak DNK.
So you lose many cells.
Gubite puno stanica
by the stress in the oxygen free radicals.
Kroz stres radi utjecaja ovih slobodnih radikala kisika.
Your body regenerate a lot of genes.
Tada vaše tijelo treba regenerirati puno gena.
Many new cells.
Stvarati nove stanice.
So your need for the B12 sharply will increase.
Tako da potreba za B12, vitaminom B12 se povećava.
When that happens,
i kada se to dogodi,
maybe God will give you very interesting appetite.
Možda će vam Bog dati jako interesantan apetit.
Maybe to eat some fish.
Možda ćete dobiti želju za ribom.
Maybe some eggs.
Možda ćete dobiti želju da pojedete jaja.
Yeah. Don't think it legalistic.
Nemojte na prehranu gledati legalistički.
The message is life.
Poruka je život.
It's not a vegan or not vegan.
A poruka nije biti vegan ili ne biti.
But believe me.
Ali vjerujte mi.
By being vegan, you become very healthy.
Ako jeste vegan, vegetarijanac, onda ste jako zdravi.
You have no more nutritional problem.
Nemate problema prehrane.
And okay. People ask what kind of water?
Ljudi pitaju koju vrstu vode treba piti.
Distilled water? Distilled water?
Da li treba destiliranu vodu piti?
Water with the gas?
Onu mineralnu?
Water without gas?
Bez ovoga unutra ugljika?
What company?
Koje poduzeće je dobro?
Cold water or boiled water?
Da li da se pije hladna voda, da li se prokuhana voda?
Please.
Molim vas.
Don't be too nervous.
Nemojte biti previše nervozni.
Any water which is clean is good.
Svaka voda koja je čista je dobra voda.
Okay. So whether it's distilled water, fine.
Da li je to destilirana voda, dobro.
Water with the gas and whether it's boiled or unboiled, it doesn't make any difference.
Ako je kuhana, nekuhana, ima unutra plina, nema plina, sve.
Clean water.
Čista voda.
Okay. How about teas?
A što je sa čajevima?
Well, tea is water is better than tea anyway.
Voda je bolja od čajeva.
But if you really like the tea.
Ali ako volite čajeve.
Some teas has a caffeine.
Određeni čajevi imaju kofeina u sebi.
And some teas have caffeine-like chemicals.
A neki čajevi imaju kemikali koje su slične kofeinu.
Called theobromine.
Koje se zove
theobromine. Yeah. Theobromine, and which work like just like a caffeine.
A one su slične kofeinu.
It is not necessary to stimulate your brain cell too much.
Nije potrebno stimulirati vaše moždane stanice previše.
We have so much stress in our life.
Mi imamo toliko puno stresnih situacija.
We are already too much stimulated.
Mi smo previše stimulirani.
When you feel sleepy,
kada ste umorni,
that means you need rest.
To znači trebate spavati.
Don't whip your brain with the extra caffeine.
Nemojte bičevati vaš mozak sa kofeinom koji ćete mu dati.
To stay up.
Da biste mogli ostati budni.
And in terms of cooking,
a kada je u pitanju kuhanje,
oil.
Ulje.
Whether it's using too much any oil, including olive oil.
Čak kada se upotrebljava previše ulja, čak kada je u pitanju i maslinovo ulje.
Olive oil is very good oil to use.
Maslinovo ulje je jako dobro za upotrebu.
But even the olive oil is very good oil to use.
Iako je maslinovo ulje jako dobro za upotrebu,
do not use too much.
Ne upotrebljavajte ga previše.
Reduce oil.
Smanjite ulje.
As much as possible.
Koliko je god moguće.
And don't use too much salt.
Ne upotrebljavajte puno soli.
Don't use too much seasoning.
Ne upotrebljavajte puno začina.
Not too much pepper.
Ne upotrebljavajte puno bibera.
As much as possible make food bland.
Učinite blagom hranu što je god više moguće.
Don't eat too much.
Ne jedite previše.
Listen to God.
Slušajte Boga.
God will tell you stop it.
Bog će vam reći zaustavite se.
See, even when I'm eating banana.
Čak kada ja jedem banane.
No, you listen to God.
Slušate, osluškujete Boga.
Someday God will say.
Ponekad će Bog reći.
Oh, you can eat whole banana.
Možeš pojesti cijelu bananu.
Sometimes God will say.
Ponekad će Bog reći.
Just a half.
Pola banane.
You know that, right?
Znate vi kako to izgleda.
Every God speaks to everyone.
Bog govori svakome.
He take care of your life.
Bog se brine za tvoj život.
Your health.
Za tvoje zdravlje.
An important thing is not eating in between meals.
Ali jako važno ne jesti između obroka.
Okay. And if you had a breakfast.
Ako imate doručak.
Just have a water.
Pitaj vodu.
Two glasses water between lunch and breakfast.
Dve čaše vode između doručka i ručka.
Another two glasses water between lunch and the supper.
Još dvije čaše vode između ručka i večere.
It is bad thing to eat late.
Jako je loše jesti kasno.
Then you cannot really have a deep good sleep.
Onda ne možete imati duboki dobar san.
So two glasses water in the morning when you wake up.
Dvije čaše vode kada se probudite ujutro.
Two glasses in the morning.
Dvije čaše ujutro.
Two glasses in the afternoon.
Dvije čaše posle podne.
Maybe one or two more in the evening.
Možda jednu ili dvije čaše uveče.
Don't try to drink water with your meals.
Nemojte pokušavati piti vodu za vrijeme obroka.
Try to drink water just at least by 15 minutes before you're eating.
Ako pijete vodu prije obroka, pijte 15 minuta prije obroka.
Or half an hour after you.
Ili pola sata nakon obroka.
It's not very good idea drinking water with your meals.
Nije dobra ideja piti vodu za vrijeme obroka.
Because water has a tendency diluting your digestive enzymes.
Zato što voda ima tendenciju razrijediti vaše vašu kiselinu u vašem želucu.
Then do the exercise.
A zatim vježbajte.
Happily.
I to vježbajte sretno.
When wives ironing husband shirts.
Kada žena pegla košulju svog supruga.
Don't say to yourself.
Nemoj sama sebi reći.
Oh, I wish I have a maid.
Tako bi voljela da sam muškarac.
My whole life is this work.
Čitav moj život je samo rad.
Don't say that.
Nemoj se to reći.
Thank you God.
Kažite hvala ti Bože.
I love my husband.
Ja volim svog supruga.
Make it love.
Učinite svako svoje djelo ljubavi.
Then it's a true exercise.
Tada je to prava vježba.
When you hate to do that,
kada mrzite činiti
then
nešto,
it's not exercise.
To onda nije vježba.
It's a stress.
Onda je to stres.
When you do the cleaning home,
kada čistite kuću,
sing,
isto tako. Pjevajte i čistite.
Yeah. Not just the fact.
Ne samo da imate činjenice.
Put the love in.
Stavite ljubav u svaku činjenicu.
Make everything meaningful.
Neka sve bude značajno.
Make everything beautiful.
Neka sve bude smisleno, učinite sve lijepim.
That's the new start.
To je novi početak.
Okay. So, even though you eat very perfect healthy food.
Iako vi možete jesti savršenu hranu koja je zdrava, vi onda sa neraspoloženjem činite svoju vježbu.
Some people still do not get healed.
I neki ljudi iako jedu dobro, ne izliječe se.
They think they are doing new start good.
Oni misle da ovaj novi stil života su počeli dobro.
Even they think they do the new start perfect.
I možda čak misle da to savršeno rade. Ali ne, ne.
Oh boy. I have to do exercise again.
Ja moram raditi ponovo,
I have to eat this food again.
Moram ponovo jesti ovu hranu.
It's not beautiful.
To nije divno.
When it is not meaningful.
Kada nije nešto smisleno, smisleno.
You're not gonna get healed.
Nećete biti izlječeni.
So, don't think you're doing new start good.
Nemojte misliti da počinjete novi početak na dobar način.
Invite God into your new start life.
Pozovite Boga u vaš novi stil života.
Okay. And some people asked, how about in Croatia?
Neki su ljudi pitali, a šta sa Hrvatskom?
Where can we go to the place we do the new start?
Gdje možemo u Hrvatskoj otići da bismo imali ovaj novi početak?
For the time being, you have to do it yourself at home.
Za sada, za početak, to morate sami doma početi.
And in the meantime,
a u međuvremenu,
some of the doctors among you,
neki od liječnika koji su među vama,
will have a communication.
Imat ćemo razmjenu misli,
we will invite,
ideja.
We'll invite them to train them.
Mi ćemo ih pozvati da ih obučimo.
So they can come back and start this new start program.
Tako da se onda oni mogu vratiti i početi taj novi program, novog početka.
Actually, I met a couple of physicians.
Ja sam susreo nekoliko liječnika.
Who is very interested in starting.
Koji su jako zainteresirani da počnu ovaj program.
I already have a few volunteers, nurses.
Postoji nekoliko medicinskih sestara koji su dobrovoljci.
Who is willing to participate in this work.
Koji su spremni uzeti učešće u ovom poslu.
I hope God start this new start program in beautiful Croatia.
Ja se nadam da će Bog započeti ovaj program novog početka sa ljepotom u Hrvatskoj.
You have so good fruits and vegetables.
Imate dobro voće, imate dobro povrće.
You have nice hills.
Imate prekrasne brežuljke.
Beautiful scenery.
Imate prekrasne pola.
Clean air.
Imate divan zrak.
Your water is so good.
Voda je jako dobra.
I guess Croatia must be the new start country.
Ja mislim da bi Hrvatska trebala biti zemlja novog početka.
I wish Croatia should be known as a new start tourist country in the world.
Tako bi volio da Hrvatska postane turistička zemlja novog početka.
There's a Germany, there's a good new start place.
U Njemačkoj postoji mjesta novog početka, dobra mjesta novog početka.
But Germany is too cold, you know.
Ali Njemačka je prehladna.
There's not enough sunshine.
Nema dovoljno sunca.
Not like Croatia.
Ne kao Hrvatska.
So,
tako,
I'm sure God will use.
Ja vjerujem da će Bog upotrijebiti
you
vas
to start
da počnete
wonderful new start program.
ovaj prekrasan novi početak.
Sorry program. That I cannot answer all the questions.
Žao mi je što ne mogu vam odgovoriti na sva pitanja.
But until next time.
Ali onda doviđenja do sljedeći put.
God bless you.
Neka vas Bog blagoslovi.
Thank you.
Hvala. Mm-hmm.